area where they were really fighting, you know, to that spot, and they sink his ship. So he died with his people there in that ship. Along with him.
Oh, okay. That would have been Whitlam.
Mm-hmm. Frank Whitlam. He said he was a good person, plus his deckhands, his workers. That's it that he can remember about these things.
It's August 2nd, 1983, and Joe Sun is now going to talk about the things he did from 1942 after the closing of the mines in this area and then on.
First of all, he went over to Candle. Latter part of June to middle part of July. He worked that long there. He said he didn't quite like that place where he was working at. They didn't give him a place to stay or anything. They were staying in an old abandoned house.
No,
he runs a hydraulic there at Candle for that long, and he wasn't making much still, but they were trying to let him rent this place too that he was staying at, so he didn't like that, and he was planning to go home here to Shangnak. Somehow they find out he was working there, so they called him in from Nome to work over there.
Tak munga kama wasi nomun dara tap kununga FANun tupiranun Tetapi sampai semua kapan dah hal panggup lunga, sebab tu mah tak kenyi malum ni tak mana.
When he went to Nome, he worked for 2 months. as a carpenter helper for an FAA station. They were building houses then.
Nobody shavok shavatak tell me that net. Get a broad of bookshop near it from it. We gave you back Manangizako Lunga, Pipman Gatarangizakrum.
He was still working there, but they sent a message to him from here, his hometown, that there. Their daughter was really sick, so he had to go home. She was really bad.
You was it a Mangilakama? Okay, Mitterani. The son of Shavak Tahlunga, there are Shikupman, no Vampami Mani, that Kimnyatupak, Kangemnyatagrahota, take it out to Kapote, Chamuran, to Potatam, in you, if a head be yellow Kangat, Amip Achi Angapora to copy Kangat. Tam na tao sa kliwo FAA sabag na ilakron na gaksiyat. Ubasi tao man sa sabag wingma. Ta na ulak si ama tat kap tat kimya ini sabag sa kumap lo tiktok. Ta man itara sabag kisipak to tinagla. Ta kibruminga nunak ni sabag sakpata it nagkangat ni. Tidak tak kira apa sah beli gitu, tidak kapan dah help pangulung asal.
And at that late November winter time, they started repairing the old FAA station, which was up there. Remember when we got those cabins? Yeah. At Nome, his boss told him that you'll be working at that place when they start repairing it. So. That's what he did. And he worked here around town too, little things here and there.
Don't know what he that came yet connectivo. Or Rockman, the running 43 me. Jim Rapat could no shop will get younger. That Rene, that Kivaniko, that keep tuning a kick me young now, we can't come in a tick out to come. That which is your car, that you wouldn't be willing out down on shop will get younger. Jim Rapat, that Kibuna, be willing to change that man.
Okay, comes summertime again, and it was 1943. He start working for Jim Robbins. And they were going to make an airport. Remember, he pointed out where the Grand Berry picking area was?
Yeah.
Back there somewhere. There's an old landing strip back there. So that's where he started working again.
That give room at that Hamakang and it at Pokma made a big galak to a glad. I keep pocket your nan of let money take here to a tundrishang it. That come at that come it galak to no root not to a make a mopum.
He says you can still see that old landing strip, but the reason why they didn't use it at that time, use it that much, was the gravel was too loose. You know, when it's windy, it makes ditches and stuff.
That came up, go worry that came your castle up there. There at Alcunanichimura, but couldn't Nishabok Dungatatna. Pichane in your kangani come to look up kangani as past pocket looting pit matter. The red track tacting room at a mandi that give an ishabal richung at Abrumandilo 43 me came pending usually all the treatment 44 meter tap come down initially shabak tung at that given track tacting rock room at that.
He was still working with Jim Robin in the year of 43 and 44 as a hydraulic driver, cat driver, or whatever it is. They found an asbestos rock going through Dog Creek, and there's a mountain back there where the creek ends, right in that area. So he worked these two summers, 43 and 44. With the same guy.
That pop matatna in your rep hangan long ning my yo rock tota, Atlantic Kayok the cactus long a track, the malro lutic. To pop to break poramic that pop more malro ning up better. Damon.
In your hanganum?
Eh, in your rep carping on it at pop. That given to all up again.
He says on very top of that mountain they built two big log cabins.
That non did luck made low washi tamna car park penya as best up pocket acting.
There was some asbestos inside that mountain, and they think that all of that mountain was that sort of stuff, but it was just a little, you know, just this section, not the whole mountain. So they quit working on it when the asbestos was all gone.
Was he that nakaklama? That pinya that kivane kasokama? Sama orang ni malung ni Harry Brown pun sabili cuma tak man aku tengok lunga orang ni malung ni sabili cuma tak berubah kenyau tapi jadi sekasokam
maybe about 1945-46 two summers he started working for Harry Brown, which goes down to Kotzebue and back, and he says he worked for him as a driver for his boat. This Harry Brownie had a store up there in Kobuk.
Tap konaniter be karpe ama kasukama pemun abonga atau cime orangme kan bilak tak tahu nun abonga sabar tengah tap kau gak kau kuter tabunga sabar gitu
kimun tenun namun.
I'm a personal pay me of an egg. Kikiki, knock on at noon. Kikiki, Montam.
That following summer from where are we now? 46?
46.
That next summer he went over to Ikiki for to that big cannery that they have.
To Ikiki?
Ikiki. It's in Bristol Bay area. I don't know how you spell Ikiki.
Thank you.
That following summer, that next summer, he didn't work. He stayed home all the time. But whenever the barge comes up to Kobuk, he would run a tractor, loading the stuff in that has to go and unloading stuff that has to get out.
At about 1949,
he went to Fairbanks to work over there. He worked as a on nozzles or
hydraulic
driver, working on probably big pipes again, like that. They were doing in the mine.
That from money, that from a fair pay. Kiloni Shabak Victam Nishabak Tavikatemani living good in Nahariga.
So it's not too far from Fairbanks, the name of it is Living Good.
Our Kelly Manashi Tagungal Gitnyama. Hydraulic pipnunga track tucking up lunga tarana or a treatment shaval gitchunga tak money.
The following summer he went back to Living Good and he was a cat driver. Cat skin, whatever you call it. When he went back to Living Good that fall, other summer, or the next time, he asked them to see if there will be more jobs, but they told him there weren't much to be worked on that summer, so he went directly to Fairbanks, town of Fairbanks, and found another company and start working there.
What was the name of that company at Living Good?
Living Good, misawag bisin sumigati ka kanik pa?
Tapka uwa puyo rap lugo
siya. He can't remember.
Uwagla kapnit kapnit sumigim niya ka te kakpat. Puyo la periyo.
Nakuro. He said he might think of it later on.
What out? taganak she taratarane akulip lugo shabak she marunga tapkununga tasamani at lanulikap nino shabak she marum.
Akulip lugo?
Yeah, akulip lugo.
So for the last time those his working years, he was working at Fairbanks that year, being away from home.
Nasigakaklanga taruna tarapinyani pemun rani perg mo shabwek sumo tara pinipirumani
born night me?
Eh, born night shamisunawa tara track takting uplunga ta na shabak tunga tatpinyani shamma Shikhiya Shavaktunga Tatpirumani Taru Rani Prashpagata Manolong Nipunga Tapkunani Rani Me Tri Samas Shavaklunga Asi Tatpichyo Tatpich Ko Kanakat kutter that be rooming at Nung Negashi Matasha become a 3 years surely that be any shavaklung that be children.
Yeah, when Reinberg started prospecting that copper mine area, which we call Bornite now, he worked for Reinberg for 3 summers, three years, he said. And then when he found this copper, there are a big company called Kennecott opened it up. Or was it Spraken Hand? Which one was it? Anyway, he worked 3 more years, so he said 6 years altogether. He's been working at that copper mine. He was a cat skinner also, operating tractors. It started operating in early 60s, probably 60, 59, around there. Because my husband was working back there too. We weren't married yet at that time.
Well, we were back in 1950s. Let's see. 1951, last time in Fairbanks.
Yeah. So from there on, he said he worked with Reinberg when he was prospecting back there.
Okay.
Till the time it was open.
Drill help pang up lunga drill lockdown ni ika yok ting up lunga tat pinya ni tapko shabwek mata kenakad ko duko drill lockdown ni drill help pang up lunga tere aura ni pinya sa ni shabwek ligit
those last 3 summers that he worked he was working as a drill's helper when Kennecott opened that mine.
Tak nak kahlo ngobati tak punya ni siapa gok semua, una, pau pane, mayu tetikun mayu kasega tak nak tak terup lomu tetahun ni tak nak punya tok time ni kerel hal panguruni, uma asih ni ke ukup, utok kahlo ngam itu. Tak pelikori tak maknik tak nak lugu juang eh. Itu nak kasih kamu tak punya ni. Terlak tahun ni kayok tahun ke kamu. Terus rani perempuan sab pelikori juga asih. Tak nama ni tak nununda misinya awanek sih kotip lunuk. Raga kunuk tak nasulit terus. Orane kapsi surung nemnya, si sama sur nana orane teratana rane misa balik itu.
Okay. When he was a driller's helper, he said he always have to go back and forth, you know, going up the ladders and down. And he told these guys that he was getting too old for that, you know. So he no longer works there, and he started working for Ryan Burke again because he was still prospecting every place, like in Candle area and I don't know which areas. But he said he worked for him for 4 more summers when he quit working at the mine, copper mine. So that'll take us up to about 19. What?
Na tere shabak lunga pik jai chinga rani kun pe amatara ta na au rabak au lakam nuk te man nuk ta tip ka ho nuk ting me shiit man. Ta na uvani ni me kao nak si hu nge nyak lunga shabak lai lami ta na. Ta na tere piraki gangi la pisuku na tere amik ta na.
He says when he's working with Brian, he just stay at their campsite, you know, just doing these little chores here and there. And Ryan would be the one that would be walking around the areas that he thinks might have something.
That's a hornet.
Tap kuna ni tak nanung nasiya kalau kamnuk maani ku me brush pakai lakru tak ni perakangat ni piyumaca kami tak tagunga sambil gicuma ase rani ku tagan tak menerusi tak ni nani kau nak siligi lima orang matu cimi.
Okay, the next following summer again, which brings up us to about what? 19 what now?
1962 maybe.
Yeah. That could be like. They went over to a place called Gugruk. Reinberg was still prospecting, and he still do the same thing, stays at their campsite and just do chores around the area in their camp. So they did that again that whole summer of
62. Teratak mana orang nak tak selalu sabar gitu. Terani tak ngat kita mau ngat tu pernik kian lama juga ngat pemungut ruk ngat nyik repair rak ngat lak suip ngat tak nak kapan tengok ngat le orang nak gitu terani terak lep lu terus sabak tu tak nak kapan tak ngat tu pernik. Untuk kau tanik tak kau tak ni lauk lauk sari tak pemungut recording track tapi kalau tak tak lewit.
Candle minyu vak ngah?
Eh candle amit aja ngah. Tak nasi bangu repair rak lewit jauh vak teren. Minyu sutup kic.
Okay, that following summer, so it would be
63. Yeah.
That was his last time working. He says they were moving all houses from Candle to Gugruk, which we wrote down. 3 houses to be repaired. So he was working as a carpenter, fixing them up, those houses up.
retag and the shake car long at our room money, the rookie book, the retire after the shabby workshop.
So after that, he retired from work probably 2 years later,
65. Yeah, I think around
1965.
Social Security. Yeah, somewhere around there. Anyway, that was his last job right there.
Social Security,
and after his retirement, he started, his only income was from his Social Security. He says some white people still ask him to work with them, but he says he's retired already, so he just say no, I won't. It's relaxing time, I guess. After his retirement, each year till last year, he traps for skin for animals and sells the skins, I guess. But he said last year was the first time he never get any or do any trapping. That's about it for his working years till the time he quit. Not unless you have further questions, he says.
Yeah, I had one question about these jobs were mostly during the summer. But then what were you doing during the winter time?
Oh, the matko or henin savat latin uking it nigok surage ukiakman.
Ukiakman tera ko tera nanaga toak tuma.
Ah.
Tamba pisu pingang tera kongan nunatamon tera tat kongan kayak tat na ilangane ukit ilangane kabunga ka pechak na tolo kalau merak tuma. Ukep tungangane.
Okay, during those years when he don't work in the winter time, he goes upriver for marten hunting, and then comes March when the days are getting longer, he goes out to Nunatak. All those years he's been doing that winter times. And then come summertime, he start working again. Like what we were talking about there.
That ends the life history for now. Now Joe Sun is going to tell some of the old stories, but true stories from this area.
Uva
He's telling a story about a person named Satyat. He's from Kukpok area, the Indian River, across there. He's an Indian. They call these people from Kukpok area Iyaarmit. Because he says this Kukpok area might be a rocky area. That's why they call them Iyaarmit. And when this person came to this Kukpok area, and he stays with a couple that had a son, and the son of this couple became like his own brother when he was staying with them. The boy that became like his brother's brother, his name was Katiya A. The relatives of Satyat live at the okay, here's Nunatak, and then the end would be about right there. There in that area, and out in the Kukpok area, which they call Iyaarmit.
Varita natapko se yatuna immatatkane kuvaan rehonipi merlo kanokluutemma kuvan mituka isumman rengerparum kuvan minma gemminju nalingisata nalingisa varita nakuvan menu saatsipluni tamne se yat tematana undu mario taxe xoxe manukarme ingrenyon mayor axilatarto nane nekartonik totu nekhone tamane na partu tunganga niman tematana tere ignermik totu kome terun novo lovlovi uplame tatna tokochukruvi
and one of his times that he goes up to here into our area, people from Kukpok area didn't treat him right, and he got mad when he went back to Gukpak. So he don't come up here anymore. But from that area over there, he'd be coming towards this way and go on top the hill and try to spot a fire during the night, because there'd be Kobuk people around there in the camping. And he was thinking to go down there during that night while they're sleeping and kill them all in comes morning. That's how mad he was for some reason.
Was he that Nasegale Melo Tam Nali Temya Nukachet Mishundi Lichanga Katia at Kakinak Shugli Tatna Laming Nukat Pemik to Waka Chekoni Tam Nali Yok Katia at Tuakata Kataksinyami Katakok Kataksinyam
Taksinya. Oops. Okay, and one. One time, this boy that became like his brother and other young guy named Kataksinya went out there too. Probably hunt or something.
Wari Dabkok Tatkani Kakimagala Kamik Angilat Mun Nat Machakta Hotiga or Lakdok Akumi Ignakaktok Totung Negat. Amitera kisuti lang ng nalugalawat tapko siya yatuma malrognik tuwa katikahone ang utignik uyomanyik ilakasakaklo tatpo nga mayok na suktam na pinyayog tayot lay chatuwa siya yalo uwa tam naglago kuyoko kiblegurak
kiblegurak
aninga nga naginga.
Okay, this guy said it was in that area too, and he saw these two boys on fire during the night, and Sayyid had two guys with him. One of them was his nephew by the name of Kivlirak, but they don't recall the other guy's name. But he had two people with him then. So they spotted their campsite. These two young guys were backpacking home from Nunatak area after their hunting. But at that time, Sayyid really didn't know who they were. They spotted their campsite fire during the night.
There a top call, Unnovok, Demnit Nakavik, Potlik Lugota, Nakau Chehading, Kau Mantikichalong Nakat, Eat Nakakta, Tape Chopin Yasut, Demanigok. Dat nu dat gaan niet acties op zich man, maar niet onneemme. Had dat er van niet. Ik neem een kaakhouding. De maapungasagroep, ik neem ik zijn neem aan nu de maapungasagroep zijn jijger achter de rongen dat er zo mag het. De met dat nu angujang die ik zie, je kijkt er dan. Dat koop was hij dat nog te. Pak een rijn die lekker die jokere. Zijn ik pak niet zo in met de koop. Was he that bong of
During that night, they start coming closer to their campfire. He says, long time ago, these people would be aware of other people coming towards them. So they would have their campfire right here, but they wouldn't be sleeping close by. They'd go a little further somewhere from their fire to sleep, being aware of other people coming to them and just get them right there. So these two guys had their campfire down there, and they went up to a little hilly area where there's a lot of trees and were sleeping there, and they must have overslept. And it was bright already in the morning. And one of them left his pole. You know, they use poles when they travel, like canes. And he left his cane lying on a tree, and the guys from down below spotted this rock and comes towards them. Because these people were really looking around, you know, and they spotted his rod, that staff.
Was he packet number six,